Welcome to the Buccaneers Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips.
And I'm Molly Bay.
Man, I am drunk. I'm not going to lie. I could barely stand up. I think I get more drunk when we lose.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you know what? I don't think I drink more. I think it's just the emotions. I don't know.
That sucks, man.
Molly is in a foul mood. Me, I'm not so bad because I'm not doing too bad in my fantasy football. I had Mike Evans. He got me 2 points.
Oh, my gosh. I had Fitzmagic. That got me 35.
Right. So why are you upset? And I'm not in that bad of a mood.
So what do you think's going on?
Well, it's obvious the defense sucks balls.
Obviously not Jameis Winston, guys.
Well, if we fire Jameis Winston, then everything will be better. Don't you understand how this works?
No, obviously not Mike Smith either.
Well, no. No, we fired Mike Smith and the defense is better.
Right.
Molly, you just don't understand math. Well, you know, I think getting rid of Mike Smith helped. It really did. Our defense is not as soft, but man, this defense is marshmallow.
Well, like, they're at least not confused.
Right, yes. Defense. Yeah, we're not getting wide open receivers. That's really the only benefit I've seen with getting rid of Mike Smith. But we gotta start tackling. And I've talked about this. We're just not tackling. We're not setting our feet. We're not putting a shoulder into it. The only time I saw somebody tackle well, Carlton Davis set his feet, put his shoulder into it, and McCaffrey jumped over him. So maybe that's not the answer. I don't know.
But you were right when you were saying that.
I like tough it. Team. Say that again. What happened?
I'm not saying that.
I think the microphone messed up. Say it again.
A tough team versus a soft team.
Yeah.
You side with the tough team every time.
Yeah, that was a beatdown. They bullied us. They took us in the backyard and beat this snot out of us.
But again, it's not like they really did anything that spectacular.
No,
they just like Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, they'd get the ball and they would run over top of our guys. You know, it's those little yards, you know, the 5-6 yards of plowing over our secondary. It makes all the difference in the game. We couldn't stop them.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Obviously, they put up 42 points.
Jesus.
Yeah.
42? How many did we get?
28. They didn't even have to settle for a field goal at all.
Dang.
I mean, 42 points is 6 touchdowns and 6 extra points.
Now I see why you're sad, because I didn't even pay attention to the final score. I think I blacked out in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I really expected Fitzmagic to come in and lay some bombs. He didn't do it. I swear to God, we were dinking and dunking just like they were, but they were getting the yardage after the catch. They were running the ball over top of us. And that, to me, that was the difference in the game. Our defense could not stop them.
Well, and they were getting a lot of pressure, I think, on Fitzmagic. He didn't have time to get it out accurately.
Yeah, this is true. But, you know, no more than usual. Actually, considering how much they blitzed, and their front seven, I think our offensive line did good. Now, I haven't seen the tape, so I'm just going on.
There were a couple good pickups by Jaquizz Rodgers.
Yeah?
I think so.
Are you just noticing that because I pointed it out?
I'm just supporting your argument.
Trying to keep this marriage happy. Right. You know, I saw a couple plays where Donovan Smith messed up. But, I mean, a left tackle can do that. You know, you're expecting a couple plays where that bad, but I didn't see anything that stood out where I went, man, this offensive line sucks. Because Carolina's got a mean front seven.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to come at you. There's no getting around that. And Kuechly was all over the field as usual. He did great. Our guys just didn't step up.
No, nobody did. And that's what JPP said in his post-game interview, that it's on the players at this point. It's not the coaches. It's the players got to play.
Yeah, that was, I agree with him on that. Give JPP props there, man, because, I mean, I counted 8, 10, 12, 15 missed tackles, and I wasn't even keeping track. Those were just the ones that just caught my eye.
There was one on Samuel's crazy touchdown run.
Four missed tackles. Yeah,
exactly. So four on one play.
Big old Vita Vey was down there trying to tackle him from behind.
And there was another play where Nassib was down there tackling, like, at the 10-yard line. The runner had picked up, like, 40 yards by that point. Why is our defensive lineman running 40 yards down the field to tackle somebody?
How does that happen?
How does that even happen?
Where's everybody else at? When you have a defensive lineman tackling from behind 40 yards down the field, get out of here. There's something seriously wrong. Mm-hmm. I think it's just fundamentals. You know, there was an article on Pewter Report, the Fab Five. It was a really good article. They broke a lot of stuff down. And they talked about Mike Smith's defense. They had some inside scoop on why Mike Smith's defense wasn't working. And it was because he was just calling plays that these young guys had practiced weeks ago and they weren't prepared for this game. And your first comment to me was, are these guys stupid? I mean, and I agree, you know, to a degree,
it's
I agree with you.
It's too complicated. Like, yeah. We had to dumb it down a little bit for them.
Right. And I could understand, let's dumb it down if they're tackling, but they're not even doing that. And I granted, these are all new guys. Everybody back there is
they're
new.
They're young. First, second year.
I mean, everybody behind Levante David is first, second year guys.
Yeah.
And so you got to take that into consideration. But tackling? I think we, if that's our problem, we're in for a world of hurt. Because that's something you learn in junior high. What's going on? Are we worried about injuries? These guys don't want to sacrifice themselves? Are they thinking about getting traded? Or are they thinking about, I mean, is his team imploded?
Have they given up? I think that's the question. I think this was really the game that decided that.
It looked to me in the press conferences like everybody that got up on that podium had just lost their job.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick looked downtrodden, and Cutter looked like he's already got one foot out the door.
Well,
but that, I mean, that's subjective.
That's kind of expected, I think. I don't think they can get up on the podium and be happy and chipper after a loss. I think that's just going to piss everybody off.
Be mad. They didn't look mad. Nobody looked mad. Yeah. They looked like their cat just died.
They looked remorseful. Yeah. Like they're in trouble with their principal.
Oh, my goodness. Sad. Sad state of affairs. We got the best offense in the league. And I don't think we threw maybe two passes over 30 yards. You know, and most of them were dink and dunk passes. They should have been throwing bombs every play.
Well, the first one that fits through, it got picked, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the Jameis Winston pass. It was the exact same play, and he threw it over Evans the exact same way that Winston did it to the exact same, not the exact same safety, but the exact same position.
Yeah. Well, frankly, I think they're playing a little conservative because they are so worried about the turnovers.
Man, they should not have been worried about anything today, but just winning.
Yeah. They didn't have that drive to win.
And when is our defense going to get some turnovers? I'm sorry. You needed turnovers today. We've got one interception on the year. That's got to be a record. One?
Yeah.
And none of our secondary is turning their heads around. They're covering guys. They're right on them, but they're not looking at the ball. We're never going to get an interception that way.
They're even jumping up with the receiver.
Yeah, when the receiver jumps, they jump.
Yeah, but they don't know where the ball is.
Have no idea. It's a coaching thing there for sure.
Yeah.
There's no way you've got seven guys back there doing all that by coincidence.
Did JPP get a sack this game? I don't think so. No. Did anybody? Did we get any sacks?
No, we got, I want to say two.
Okay.
I want to say Nassib. Nassib did good.
Yeah.
He was playing every play. And he made some mistakes. He fell for some play action. But they do so many.
They're so tricky.
So
most of
tricky.
Our line did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, McCoy always does. He never.
McCoy every time. Yeah. Yeah.
He's never sniffing out a trick play.
Yeah. And our linebackers, too. Levante David's always fell for that stuff.
Which they're very good at. They're very good at. They're especially having Cam Newton. Yeah. He's so mobile. He's an option.
Yeah, they ran probably six plays that I've never seen before during this game. Yeah, and I've watched a lot of Panthers games. Yeah. They mix stuff up so much. Riverboat Ron really embraced his inner gambler, man. He does some crazy stuff all the time.
And it works out for them. They execute it well.
They do execute it well. And a lot of it's because it's on the ground and they fight for every inch. You know, it's they don't get hit and fall down. When you hit them, you got to gang tackle them. Even little blue-eyed McCaffrey looks like a little angel out there. He was
those eyes sparkle from across the field.
Yeah, they did. And he was just running over top of our guys.
He had a good game against us.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Well,
it just sucks.
I'm gonna say, and I haven't looked at the film, but I said this in our preview thing, that our linebackers had to step it up. They had to stop Olsen. They had to stop McCaffrey. And both of them had good games. So I'm going to say our linebackers stank the joint up again.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
We'll see. We'll look at the All-22. But
yeah. They had big explosive plays, but it wasn't receptions far down the field.
Yeah, it was catching and running.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the big runs.
Yeah.
The
tackling is just horrible. You can't win football without tackling. Football is tackling and blocking. Maybe I should go in and do a sermon, give a presentation to the Buccaneers. Football is all about tackling and blocking, guys. Don't get blocked and tackle. Block people, don't get tackled. You win games that way. That's an issue. I think that's an issue. You know, we talk about leadership and how leadership infects everybody that's following. That's kind of the definition of leadership.
Yeah, that's and the point.
Right now, we have clipboard carrying nerds, data people in positions of leadership.
Yeah, you hear Dirk all the time citing statistics. Like,
yeah.
Oh, if you get an onside kick in the second half, 80% of the time you're going to win.
Right.
Or stuff like that. He's all the time in the press conferences.
Always. Yeah, he's a big stats guy. He knows the explosive plays, how many got, and how many fumbles and turnovers. And turnovers are what makes games, all this good stuff. Well, you know, the stats are nice and everything, and the clipboards are nice, and you got to have nerd guys and everything, but you've also got to be able to catch the ball and run somebody over, because this is football, and we don't have any coaches that teach that. Nobody. We need an ex-player in here. You know, I liked Brian Price, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys, they may be stupid, dumb as rocks. I don't care. But they're out there talking about punch him in the face.
Yeah.
You know, rip the helmets off. That's what you want. You need a little bit of that. And we have none of it. None.
Yeah, like you said, we're a soft team. It's a soft.
Very soft. Yeah, we depend on our schemes winning the games. And granted, we got great offensive schemes, which I've got to look at the tape and see why we didn't get no big plays on offense.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
Very disappointing. I thought for sure Fitzmagic was going to drop three or four bombs. He didn't get none.
I wonder if that was part of the problem, too, is that we're not, I mean, that's our forte. That's where we specialize.
That's all we got.
Yeah. So if you can't complete that, what does that do to your confidence and your momentum?
Yeah, that's a good point. If you can't do what you're the best at.
Right.
Everybody else is going to fail. And maybe we don't have that either. We don't have anybody that'll step up. I mean, if I think about it, and you got Humphreys, great receiver, and he fights. You know, he catches the ball. He's going to fight for that extra yardage. Can you think of anybody else on defense or offense? I mean, on defense, can you think of anybody where, you know, they're going to, you are not passing this point. I will take you down. Mm. Hard-hitting, stout. Stout. Do we have anybody on defense that's stout?
Maybe JPP, but not consistently so, I think. He doesn't have anybody else helping him on the line.
We've heard that before around here somewhere.
Haven't we heard that before?
Oof. Ouch. Yeah. Ew. That's going to sting a little bit.
Who else? I mean, Nassib has been stepping up.
I like Nassib.
I like him. I think he's got a little bit of hustle.
I see him as a shifty and fast. I don't see him as stout.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I'm really excited about with Vay. I mean, he's stout.
Right.
But he
can't get off a block.
Right. Yeah. He's not contributing. He's stout, but it don't do any good to be stout against a lineman if you're not going to tackle anybody.
Where are you at, Vita?
Vita, where are you? I saw him chasing somebody down today. He was one of the missed tackles.
Oh my God.
He was chasing somebody down. Big old guy lumbering, he dove for him. You just saw him like hit the ground. I saw vibrations on the camera. Remember in Jurassic Park when the Tyrannosaurus Rex
with
was
the
coming?
Gloves.
Yeah,
did the
glass.
The ripples.
Yeah, that was Vita Vey when he hit the ground. He did. He missed the guy by like 3 yards when he tried to tackle him. But, you know, he was trying.
Oh, gosh.
But on defense, when you think of all of our players on defense, is there anybody where you go, that guy's tough?
No.
So that's something that needs to change, that culture right there on defense. I don't care. Who was it? Somebody got a penalty on Cam Newton when he slid.
Devontae Bond.
Devontae Bond got a, what's it called? A personal foul.
Yeah. Unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary roughness on Cam Newton when he slid. Now, I'm the type of person that my state of mind, if I was a coach, I'd be like, you will never get in trouble for that. You know, we want these guys to be worried about getting hit. But in that instance, he didn't even hit Cam Newton.
Oh my gosh. It was the weirdest. It was like a really soft belly flop.
He laid on Cam Newton and got a penalty.
Yeah. He didn't hit him hard. It was a joke.
Right. Our personal foul penalty is a guy laying on another guy. That's right. How soft our defense is.
I mean, the penalty was a late hit. It was definitely late. It was not a hit.
Right. It was a late lay.
Yeah.
You got a late lay down.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. That's sad.
And it's embarrassing for the state of the league. If that's a fucking penalty.
If that was a penalty. Yeah. Look, see, she's angry. She's all cussing and everything.
The 4 beers.
You've only had 4 beers. Lightweight. She does weigh like 80 pounds, so, yeah, you know, so. We'll give her that. Oh, and they called, speaking of personal fouls, they called one on Fitzpatrick, on the guy hitting Fitzpatrick, the lineman, helmet to helmet, blam, took him down, which Fitzpatrick got hit quite a few times in that first half. Mm-hmm. And then he got hit again helmet to helmet. They didn't call it. And then he got hit again helmet to helmet. And they didn't call it when he was running in.
So 2 penalties that we didn't get.
Yeah, they're so inconsistent with that crap. Yeah.
I think penalties in general.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we talked about this last week, how bad they were. They're just very inconsistent. It's like the intentional grounding penalty.
That's the worst. Cam got one today, though, so thank God. Yeah.
I mean, there are very specific rules for it, and I think Drew Brees meets that criteria about 5 times a game.
At least.
And they never call it on him.
Never. I think they feel sorry for him because he's so small. He was trying to throw it. Look at the effort he put in. He's a good boy.
Well, what they do is they always report alignment as eligible. So then when he throws it in their area, there is an eligible receiver.
So he just throws it at the line.
Yeah. That's normally what he does.
God, I hate him.
I know.
They won the day,
too.
They beat the Rams.
Beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, that was a beatdown. I've got Drew Brees in my fantasy league, guys, so don't get mad at me.
That's when I got off of Twitter today. I stopped talking.
Why?
Well, just because I was like, the only consolation for the day will be New Orleans getting the crap beat out of them by the Rams.
The Rams, and then the Rams whoop them. So you're like, I'm done.
Ugh, gosh.
And you've only had 4 beers. You should have drank like 8 by then.
I need a bus in the tequila.
You got that tequila mix?
I do.
How come you didn't make any of that?
I don't know. I just wasn't ready for it. I like the beer.
Well,
what do you think about the fake punt that we did?
I was happy about it.
Yeah.
It was a great call, and the guy was wide open. It was just a bad pass by Anger.
Yeah.
He's not a passer.
He's the punter.
You see, he like laid it in the palm of his hand and kind of pushed it. It was a horrible pass.
I like the play call, though. I like that aggressiveness.
I wish we'd do more of that.
You know, Riverboat Ron is known for being so tricky.
Yeah.
And then Cutter's kind of responding. But Carolina looked like they were ready for it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a guy out there. But he was wide open. I mean, if we were going to pass, it would have been a first down.
Wasn't it like 5 yards short, too? It was like a dunk. Oh.
I think it bounced off a couple of players' helmets.
Oh, that was another thing with Fitzpatrick today. They kept batting his passes.
Yeah, Peppers had 2 or 3.
Yeah.
He didn't have 3, did he? That's a lot. I know he had 2.
It says orthopedic shoes they hand out at the nursing home.
For Fitzpatrick?
No, for Peppers. Oh, for Peppers. He's like 90 in football years.
His senior citizen beat our senior citizen.
damn it.
Oh, that's sad. My nursing home will beat your nursing home next week. That's what we should start doing.
I bet they have really good nursing homes in Florida.
Oh. You just went
apparently
there.
Apparently not.
Yeah, they're called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
If the Florida senior citizen couldn't beat the Charlotte senior citizen.
Yeah, now we know. North Carolina, go retire there.
That's
the
where
better.
You send your old people.
That's horrible.
Oh.
Man, another loss. And it was a bad game. It was not fun to watch. What was fun to watch, to be honest, was Carolina's offense.
Stop. That's blasphemous.
I know, but they were interesting to watch. And they're normally a boring team. And it was, I'm talking about because I had to watch the game. If I had to point out what was the most interesting aspect, I would say the Panthers' offense.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near
McCaffrey.
As fun.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I think he made that game.
Yeah. Yep.
Just running down all over top of us.
And he's a little dude. I counted two runs he had where we had at least three people miss tackling him. And he's a little dude.
We did okay against Mixon, not in the first half, but in the second half.
Yeah.
They're similar size-wise.
I don't know. Well, we should have drove him in the ground. We need some tough players. We need a tough mentality.
Disappointed that with McCoy being back in.
He got a half a sack. Other than that, I didn't.
You heard nothing from anybody. Anybody. I feel like
that. Well, Nassib, I heard.
Yeah.
I saw him make some plays.
Right.
He's the only one. I saw JPP lose contain a couple times, which gave them some big runs.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because they're so tricky with their stuff, you know. You got all this play-action stuff. They look at what he does to decide what they're going to do.
Yeah. And they're really – that play-action is so successful most of the time.
They're so smooth with it.
They're very good. I mean, they trick me half the time.
The cameraman, they trick them all the time.
Pretty much most of the time they trick me. I'm lying. So I can see how it happens. You got everything going on the field. They sell it really well.
Yeah, very good at it. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think going from here on out? What do we got?
Well, we
have an easy schedule. We got some easy games coming up. We got another three wins in us at least just based on the teams we're playing.
Cutter is named Fitzpatrick the starter for next week,
already?
Which I think is the right decision.
Yeah, well, just get it out of the way.
To be fair, clearly Jameis was not the problem. He was a problem, but not the problem. Firing Mike Smith did not solve all our problems. Benching Jameis did not solve our problems.
Yeah,
you know, there's something else there.
Yeah, and actually. Both of those, firing Mike Smith and benching Jameis, didn't really help a whole lot that I've seen.
No, not really.
So maybe those weren't the problems at all.
But I think you just ride Fitz to kind of get that question out of there.
Yeah. You ride him until he screws up bad enough to put Jameis back in.
I mean, to his credit, he did better than Jameis did last week.
Yeah.
I mean, he did have two turnovers.
Well, one of them was that one interception, which is him throwing a bomb and it was short and... It didn't really count. It didn't hurt.
Right. So, I mean, he didn't cost us that game. I think that might be the distinction there.
Well, you know, let's say that, do you think we lost that game, they won it, or the Wash, or the refs?
That's a tough one. I would say they won it, but I don't feel like we really tried to win it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's not like we had a ton of mistakes and penalties and all that that really seemed to cost us. We just didn't have any kind of drive to win.
Didn't have that oomph.
Yeah.
That's why I would say they won it, because they wanted it more and they ran over top of us.
Right. So, it makes you wonder about Kwon, because that's kind of when we lost that oomph, I feel like, when he went out.
We didn't have it. When have we had that oomph this year? That one half that game?
The first three games.
Defense didn't do anything those first three games.
I know, but the offense carried the team, and the offense could put up the points.
Well, we couldn't do it today because their defense was punching us in the mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. The offense just doesn't have that oomph.
We need the offense to have the oomph.
I think so. Because the defense hasn't been there all season.
Right, yeah. We just got to give up on the defense. It's just not going to work this year. So.
I mean, the opponents all year, they've put up a record number of points against us.
God, are we still in the record books? Are we heading towards that?
I think
that?
So. We do this every game. It feels like teams have record-breaking games against us.
Yeah, they got a franchise record for 35 points in the first half. Remember when Baltimore did that a few years ago? Joe Flacco had 5 touchdowns in the first half. When are we going to stop doing this?
But they keep track of so many records in the NFL. Maybe it's just that.
Yeah.
Like they have stats for everything.
Every game, something's going to be broken.
Right. Yeah. So maybe it's not endemic of our team being terrible.
That's a good point, man. Yeah. I never thought about that. We should keep track of that.
Yeah, probably.
Write it down.
Like when we watch other games. Yeah. When we watch other games that are not Buccaneer related, how many records are broken.
Speaking of which, we got one coming on here in a minute. Green Bay at
New England.
It's New England at Green Bay.
Okay.
This is going to be a shootout.
Yeah,
I'm excited
probably.
For it. Mainly because I have some fantasy players and so does my opponent.
His nemesis.
My nemesis. So I'm excited about this game. I think I might take this one again this week. Be 8-1.
Yeah, there you go.
7-game win streak.
You're like the LA Rams.
No, don't say that. I can't believe.
Who lost to the Saints.
Oh,
today.
God.
And then Atlanta won against Washington.
Right.
So we're 1 game behind Atlanta. And then there was some discussion between Ralph and I whether we were 1.5 games behind Atlanta because we lost to a division opponent.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. I've had too much beer to think about that. So we'll figure it
it's
out
like
later.
It's like math and stuff.
I'll wait till an announcer says it. In the next game, and then I'll know for sure. Or maybe Greg Allman will tweet it or something. We love you, Greg.
Yes,
yeah.
Greg, you're the best with
He's
the stats.
Great. So Atlanta beat the crap out of the Redskins. It was like 38-14. Too.
Yeah, they did. Ugh. Yeah, and the Redskins got a pretty good defense. It looks like our division is getting fierce, but we're not.
Yeah. We're regressing. They're all progressing.
Yeah.
You know.
It's that second, sucks. Third.
That's right.
And
that kind of the playoff chase.
Yeah,
where you're we were still in it. We are still in it.
See, you said that in the past. What I was getting ready to say. I feel like we're not in it anymore. I mean, that's a hill to climb. We're at the bottom of our division. And we're, 3 games behind New Orleans now?
Mm-hmm. New Orleans is 7-1.
And we're 3-5.
We're 3-5, so we're 5 games behind us.
No, no. Yeah. No. 3-7 is
okay.
4.
4. Good thing I'm pretty because I can't do math.
Good thing you're pretty because that's how I like it. I didn't marry you for your algorithms.
My simple addition.
Yeah, so, man, I think, man, gosh, this is looking bad. It's looking bad. But here's the thing. We say the defense got to step it up. They just got to get tough. Now, that's something all these guys know. These aren't hired softy. I mean, these guys have been playing football their whole lives. They're tough guys. They're just not coached to being tough. It's a culture there. It's not a tough culture. And so that's something that could change really, really fast.
Like between now and
next
Sunday.
Game. Yeah.
So what do you do?
Go in there and smack a couple guys in the face and tell them to step it up.
Do you think that would cause any locker room friction?
No. These guys want this. These are warriors. They're soldiers. They want to be tough. They don't want to be trailing. They don't want to lose. They don't want to get run over top of. They want to knock people out. They want to win. And so you just unleash them. Right now, we've got them leashed. We're restraining them with the schemes and the data and all that. Just let them play football. Tell them, go out there and get some personal fouls. I want you tackling so hard you get personal fouls.
Huh. You know what? I saw a headline. I forget who posted those. It was actually a picture of a newspaper in Tampa, and it was a quote. I think it was the Tampa Tribune. It was a quote from Ryan Fitzpatrick that said he does his best basically when he isn't doing what the coaches are telling him.
Ooh, yeah.
Kind of when he's going off the script and making his own plays.
Right, yeah. You kind of go on your instinct.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and these guys, their instinct isn't knitting yarn.
You know, and we haven't had that in a long time. The last time I can think of it is when we had Levante on Shiano's defense.
All right. Yeah, that was when we had a tough – that was the last tough defense I remember.
And then –
what was that, 2012?
13.
No, 2012, would say. But that's when we had the 12th best run-stopping defense in the league. Oh. Our secondary was getting –
in history.
In history, yeah. And that's when Levante David and all that, we had the tackles for loss stats, which was like 30 over the second place team.
Yeah.
Levante David was killing it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Levante David, that was the last time that he really flourished. And then Lovey came in and he didn't really do anything. And now Dirk's been in and he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah. Levante is an instinct
player. I think so too. Like, you listen to him talk and he doesn't really come across as like a real football. He's not a clipboard guy. He's like...
That's a nice way to put it.
Levante,
we love you.
He looks like a guy that just wants to hit other guys.
Right. And that's what you want on defense.
Exactly.
And that's why he is so good. But they've got a leash on him.
I think so, too. I was not calling him stupid. That's not what I was saying. Stop it.
All right, we got to do that. Who we got next week?
Ugh, I don't even want to think about it. I feel like the team's given up. I feel like they're done.
Please don't say that.
I do. I think they do.
No.
I think they have.
Crap.
Well, just like JPP.
How many years are we going to put up with teams quitting on us?
I know. Well, why are they quitting to begin with?
We're only halfway through the season and they're quitting.
I know.
You never know what could happen. That's like quitting at halftime.
Right. If the fan base could just bring them up. I feel like they're always trying to bring the fan base up. The players are.
Yeah.
They're always trying to tell the fan base, it's okay. We're gonna pull this out. We're gonna start winning. I think it should be the other way around.
We got you. We need to do this.
Exactly. We need to have a little confidence in our team. I mean, we've got one of the top offenses in the league.
The top offense. Still, I think. Yeah. Even after today's debacle. I mean, we lit it up. We put up 28.
We can put up some points in spite of the defense.
Yeah.
And I think that they've lost sight of that. I think the quarterback controversy is a distraction.
What was it, me or Fitzpatrick just looked like he was not Fitzmagic?
They weren't into
it. Nobody didn't seem fun. It wasn't.
Yeah. Nobody seems like they're into it anymore.
Just going through the motions.
Yeah, basically. That's how I. God. And they felt like that last week, too.
I don't want to hear that.
With Winston.
That's horrible. Now I'm depressed. Now I see why you're depressed.
Yeah. I do. I think they've given up. I don't think they should, but I think they have. Ugh. It's just so much to overcome. Like, you've got the suspension for Winston, right? That's the first thing. And then you've got injuries for Vita Vey. He's our top draft pick, right?
Yeah.
What's the number? Yeah. Right?
Good point. I didn't think about that.
And then we've got, in the first couple weeks, we have Conte getting out on injured reserve.
Yeah.
Then,
which is funny, you know, everybody talked about Conte, how horrible he was. And as soon as he's gone, our secondary just gets torched.
Yeah.
Conte's not as bad as y'all think he is.
I don't think so at all. I'd really like to see him as a Buccaneer.
I think he's done.
Probably.
His career's probably done.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, he got embarrassed.
Yeah. But it's not even that. Just no one ever appreciated
Never.
Him.
Never. Chicago didn't like him.
No. Weird. Which is just... You got to figure, though, if the play is getting that deep in the secondary, two levels have already screwed up on it, and he's trying to clean up on what everyone else has already let go.
Right. Yeah, he's the last line of defense. So that,
it's not on him. Why don't you blame the two levels before him?
Yeah. As we see now, there's plenty of blame to go around.
Exactly. You know, so we've got Conte going out, and then Fitzpatrick. It's just, wasn't it the Pittsburgh game where he gets pulled halfway through?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Chicago?
Pittsburgh.
Right. So Winston comes back, and then you've got, you know, Fitzpatrick doesn't have a great game, and now it's a quarterback controversy, and that's kind of a distraction. And then Fitzpatrick gets pulled, and then Winston gets back in.
And you got the Deshaun Jackson stuff.
Deshaun Jackson stuff.
You got the Quan Alexander getting hurt.
Mike Smith getting fired. You have
so much drama.
Who wants to work like that?
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just a lot, and the team is it wears on you, that little stuff all the time.
Yeah, that added to the losing.
Right.
It just makes it too big of a hill to climb.
Yeah, like, then to have the fan base on your back the whole time talking about how bad you are, how the coaches need to be fired, how the quarterback needs to be fired. It's just, it's too much. I can't really blame them for being like, well, screw it then.
Man,
just not being motivated to win.
Yeesh. Depressing.
It is depressing.
Molly.
Yeah.
You make me want to drink more. All right. So our next game is the Giants.
Oh, Redskins.
Oh, Redskins. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it at the Redskins? Oh, no.
At Raymond James Stadium. Okay. Tampa Bay fans, all y'all in Tampa Bay and all y'all want to go into Tampa Bay, go to the game and cheer. Buy all the tickets. Buy every ticket you can. Cheer. Scream for our guys. Boo their guys. Don't make a lot of noise when our offense is on the field. Make a lot of noise when their offense is on the field. Make annoying noise. Do like this.
Ralph actually does that at the games we've been to.
I try to get as many people as I can. Just sit there and make the most annoying noise you can. And let's support our guys. This is a winnable game.
Definitely. Atlanta just beat the crap out of them. It was like 38-14.
Yeah. So let's not get too despondent. We're going to have more about this. I'm quite familiar with the Redskins. And I'll give you a good breakdown on what I think is going to happen with that game.
As we've said, we're in Redskins country.
Unfortunately.
Oh, they're so obnoxious. But the good thing about Redskins fans is they disappear when they're losing.
Yes.
And they lose a lot.
Right. Yeah. So you only see them. We've seen them like twice in the past decade.
Right. They come out usually the first 3 weeks of the season. And then once they're 0-3, 1-3, 1-1, you just never see them again.
And I've said this, that the only qualification to be a Redskins fan is you have to hate the Dallas Cowboys. That's it. You don't have to know anybody on the Redskins team. You don't even have to know their schedule, when they're playing or nothing. Just hate the Dallas Cowboys, and you're automatically a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
So if you, anybody out there that hates Dallas Cowboys,
you're now a Redskins fan.
So
Kirk Cousins is their quarterback, right? Or no, not quarterback.
No.
Damn it. Alex Smith is their quarterback. Smith. See?
Yeah. And they got a pretty good defense. A lot of our ex-players. Mason Foster. Swearingen.
Swearinger.
I'm a fan of Deadwood, so it's Swearingen.
And we know about as much, probably more, as your average Redskins fan.
Yeah. So we'll get you some good analysis of that, what we think is going to happen. And it'll be spot on, and it's going to be the Buccaneers beating them down. Because guess what? Our season's not over yet. There's a lot that can happen. It's just like in a halftime. You know, you saw how we came back, almost tied Cincinnati, or we did tie Cincinnati, almost took it in overtime. You saw how we came back today, almost made it a game. You know, this is the second half of the season. Don't get despondent. Don't be like Molly, all sad.
Also, alcohol is a depressant, so that'll do it. But listen, we got the Redskins, we got the Giants, and then we got the 49ers.
Yeah, we got three winnable games back to back.
Yeah. So long as the team does not give it up, we can fall into these wins, I think.
Could you imagine the confidence we would get from three wins in a row and then going back and having Carolina come to our house and beating them? And then we have the Saints the week after that. And we've already beaten them, so we don't want to make a statement there. So we're looking at possibly five straight wins here.
We could do it.
We can do it.
And we're their only loss, the New Orleans Saints right now.
Yeah, the Rams couldn't even beat them.
Nope.
That's how good we are.
We can be. We got it. We got a lot of the pieces. No team is going to be totally complete. You just can't be.
Yeah, look at the Rams. They're whining and crying. I bet you if you go and look on forums and stuff, you're going to see a bunch of Rams fans talking about who needs to be fired and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Or the Green Bay Packers. Like, have they had a run game ever?
No, not that I know.
Right. And their defense is hit or miss every year. Like, sometimes they're really good and sometimes they're not good.
Yeah. Who's even on their defense now? They get the Hawk guy still there, ain't he?
No, he's gone. Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. They're not the same people?
No, they're
white guys with long hair. They all look the same to me.
They're racist.
Racist. But yeah, we could easily win the next five games. So easily the next three. And on that momentum, we could take the next two because we got a reason to beat these people.
Right. So long as we don't get any more quarterback controversies.
No more drama.
No more drama.
No more drama.
We don't need it.
Be mad and play mean football. Because that's our weakness. That's all we got to do is be a tough football team, and we could dominate anybody in this league.
I agree with that.
All right. Until then, guys, this has been the Buccaneers Observer. This is Molly Bay and Ralph Phillips. If you want to get in touch with either one of us, you can reach Molly Bay at mollybay@buccaneersobserver.com for her email. If you want to reach me, you can email me ralph@buccaneersobserver.com. You can reach us on our Twitter, bucks_observer, or you can visit our website at buccaneersobserver.com, see what content we have there. Until then, guys.
Go Bucks!